Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A new site aims to provide public funding for investigative journalism. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Knight Foundation has announced the winners of its second annual Knight News Challenge, a contest that funds projects to advance journalism through digital technology. Among the 16 winners, dividing $5.5 million in prize money, is Spot Us, which aims to pay for local investigative reporting by asking the public for financial support. Freelance journalists and citizens will propose stories on the spot.us website. The site will seek small payments from the public to cover the cost of the reporting. Spot Us is the brainchild of David Cohn, a new media activist who's written for Wired and The New York Times. Cohn says the point of the project is to help tell important, undercovered local stories.
Increasingly, more and more, it's harder for newspapers to produce that kind of reporting, not because they don't want to, but because they are cutting back because of market forces. And essentially, newspapers rely on advertising and subscriptions. And as the newspaper subscriptions decline, they're going to get less advertising on paper. And advertising on the web doesn't really translate the same way, right? You pay $10 for an eyeball in print and 10 cents for an eyeball on the web. And so what I'm really trying to do is see, well, can we take advertising out of the equation and still get the type of reporting that people want through donation? And I also think it's important to realize that right now it's a small percentage of people who decide what gets covered in the news, right? Those are the editors. And this is going to empower people to sort of have a say in what they think needs to be covered.
So what makes you think people are willing to fund the creation of specific stories? It's not something that folks are really used to.
I'm willing to admit that that's actually the unknown. I don't know if people are willing to pay for specific stories. I've seen isolated incidences of this. There's a blogger, Chris Albritton, who, for example, went to his blog readers and said, I want to report in Iraq, but I need funding to get there and to keep me there for a couple months. And his blog readers did. They for him, and he flew to Iraq and he reported for them. So I've seen isolated incidences of this, but it's untested. I think the answer is it all depends on the pitch, right? If the pitch is good and it touches people and it sort of affects their lives or it covers an issue that they want to have information about, then they'll be willing to pay for it.
So how do you prevent someone from gaming the system or someone with an agenda from just contributing a large amount of money to get the story written that person wants?
I am creating different sort of checks and balances or barriers to that in the system. So an example of one is one person can only donate X percent of a full investigation. So if you have $5,000, you can't actually donate $5,000 to get a story done. You can only donate, $50 right now I'm leaning towards 20% of the full investigation. And if it turns out that that's, something that doesn't serve the public interest, it shows that not enough people are donating to make this a valid, enterprise reporting project, then we'll lower it to like 10%.
David Cohn of Spot Us, which you can find online at spot.us. He expects the project to be up and running in about 3 to 5 months. It will focus initially on the San Francisco Bay Area. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.